on this evening's The Space Show. 50 years since the first ever spacewalk, or extravehicular activity as the purists would call it. We look at how this historic event was covered by the newspapers of the day. Well, now, we are going to go back 50 years in history. If you are, like me, an avid reader of the Green Guide, then last week's Green Guide, the March 12 issue, you would have seen an article by Perry Vlahos, pistol-packing pioneering astronauts. And he gave quite a good summary of the topic we're going to be talking about tonight. And that is the very first spacewalk, the first time that a human being left his spacecraft and went out for what's popularly called a spacewalk, but it's officially called, well, by the Americans, it's called an extravehicular activity. Now then, we're going to read some headlines from the newspapers of the day, and then some of the detail of the article. So we begin on March 12, when the headline said, 150 space objects still in orbit. And the text read, more than 150 objects, satellites, last stage rockets, and the like, were in orbit about the Earth at the end of February, according to the Royal Aircraft Establishment, Farnborough, England. Of course, that was 1965, March the 12th. Then on March 13, the headline screamed, ready soon for two-man spaceflight. And the text said, the United States Space Agency will launch its first orbital flight with two astronauts on or after March 22nd. Well, that was to be Gemini 3 with Virgil Grissom and John Young, the first of 10 manned Gemini missions with two people on board. March 17, the headline, Gemini launch postponed. And it explained that it was postponed due to a Ranger moon landing launch. Ranger is an unmanned spacecraft that was sent hurtling into the moon. Then on March 18, the evening newspaper said, space shot, question mark. And Russia is ready for a new manned space shot. And reports tonight said one or more cosmonauts may be launched on a new cosmic venture tomorrow. Then, the next day, the morning newspaper said, cosmonaut steps into space. And another headline, Russians humble U.S. Gemini program. And a third headline, Russia again has a fantastic first. A fourth headline, swim in space, step to building orbit station. And Russia leaves capsule in space. And the text of the article said that for the first time, man has stepped out of the cabin of a spaceship into outer space. Colonel Alexei Leonov stepped out of the cabin of Voskhod 2 at 8:30 last night, New Zealand time, and moved about 15 feet away from the ship. The spacecraft was launched about 7 p.m. Leonov's epic feat was relayed to us by television. Moscow television showed a film of Leonov floating next to the spacecraft. He was attached to the ship by his lifeline to prevent his floating away. And the newspaper published photographs of Leonov outside the spacecraft, floating in space. Then the evening newspaper on March 19, the headlines read, U.S. says, we will win moon race. American Space Agency officials, while acknowledging Russia's being a big lead over America in the space race, are still confident that they will land a man on the moon before the Russians. March 20, the morning newspaper, Soviet spaceship reported down safely, was the headline. And underneath it, it said, a Soviet government announcement earlier this morning said spaceship Voskhod 2 had landed safely, and the two cosmonauts, Colonel Pavel Balyayev and Lieutenant Colonel Alexei Leonov, were well. The Soviet news agency said the craft landed in the area of Perm, west of the Urals. The commander used manual controls in the return to Earth. Now, those who were a little perceptive and knew, had been following the space program, pricked up their ears or eyes at this, reading this, because there are two alarm bells in this. One, the Vostok and Voskhod 1, craft before them, the six Vostoks and the Voskhod 1, had made automated re-entries, not under manual control. And secondly, Perm is not the usual landing zone. The usual landing zone was quite a long way away, often in Kazakhstan or else in southern Russia. Well, the evening newspaper on March 20 said, spacecraft overshot landing area. And the text below that headline said, the Russian spacecraft Voskhod 2 apparently overshot the official landing area by hundreds of miles when it landed near Perm in northern Russia today. The spacemen had been expected to land in the Kazakhstan area, like all other seven Russian manned spaceflights. The newspaper went on to say, space experts said the overshoot was possibly because the automatic control went wrong. The announcement of the landing broke an anxious 9-hour silence from official sources about the two cosmonauts. The two cosmonauts are reported to be feeling well after their 26-hour spaceflight. Well, the next day, the morning newspaper said, Moscow reticent about spacemen. And below that headline, contrary to the usual practice, Moscow television has had no films of the spacemen. TASS said their ship glided down by parachute to land softly in deep snow. Western experts said all the indications were that the spaceship landed in the wrong place, perhaps 600 miles or more off course. It took a long time for ground squads to reach the cosmonauts. The flyers may have been stranded in the capsule while rescuers ploughed through dense forests and snowdrifts to find them, perhaps aided by helicopters. The evening newspaper on March 22nd said, Leonov, colon, I was not alone out there. And another headline in that same edition of the paper said, he felt no fear in space swim. Well, that might make you think he's talking about aliens, but no. Soviet cosmonaut Alexei Leonov felt no fear as he stepped into space. He felt only the sense of the infinite expanses and depths of the universe, he said today. And he quotes him as saying, I could see everything very clearly, end of quote. And then he goes on with another quote, then I constantly felt the presence of people on Earth and the presence of the ship's commander, end of quote. The evening newspaper on March 23, the headline was, Out in Space, a Fellow Traveller. An Earth satellite passed about half a mile from the Russian spaceship during its orbits, the Soviet cosmonauts revealed today. Spacewalker Alexei Leonov said he had difficulty getting back into the spacecraft after 10 minutes as a human satellite. The spacecraft shook and even seemed to lurch forward when he pushed on it, Leonov said. Then March 24, the paper said, Moscow cheers cosmonauts. The two new Soviet cosmonauts arrived in Moscow by air yesterday. And to a rousing welcome from thousands of Moscovites. Now, elsewhere, it was reported that the crowd had been estimated to be around about 100,000 people. Now, that's not 100,000 people in Red Square. That was all along the line from the airport to the ceremony at the center of Moscow. That was 50 years ago this week.